Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. It's early in the morning, guys. It's barely 8. I'm so sleepy, but what to do? It's life. How are things with you? For me, it was interesting that now every morning I have to wake up at 6. And from 6 till 7, I have to wake up Metodia, get him dressed by 7:30, 7:40. He needs to be at school. And the gym starts at 8, so I have like a half an hour in between. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm gonna probably start recording more podcasts because, yeah, I have time to kill. And of course, I have a lot of things to share. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, for today, I really wanted to discuss about the networking and how we entrepreneurs, business owners, don't have the time to network. We're too occupied over our head in our business, operationally, internally, and we don't look at the networking opportunities. So yesterday, there was an event in our Macedonian Chamber of Commerce. They had like an anniversary, 19 years of existence. And they invited us to cocktails, to drinking, to food. I mean, it's a networking event. So the backstory is that when I started BSB, I was too much focused on the company. Like, I didn't know anyone outside the company. So you wake up, you go to the office, you work, you go home, you sleep, you network with the people that you know, and that's it. And I think I did that for like, what, 2-3 years? And then I said, you know what, we are doing great on international levels, but nobody knows in Macedonia about BSB, about Dancho, about what we are doing. So at that point, I said, you know what, I need to network in Macedonia a bit so I would be connected with more people. So the first thing I did, I went to the Chamber of Commerce and I was like, how much money is annual subscription? And they were 50, 100 euros, I don't remember. Then I went to the Associations of Management Consultants. I was like, I want to be part of you. Then I went to Seed Macedonia and I also became part of that part. And fast forward 3-4 years, yesterday, when I went to the event, I already know 30, 40, 50 people there. And I think that's the power of network. And it's interesting because as we were drinking, you know, when fellow entrepreneurs get together, I met so many interesting people. So I met someone from the German Chamber of Commerce in Macedonia, which I never knew it existed. And they told me, you know what, in 2 days from now, we're doing Oktoberfest event in Skopje. So if you want, you can join. Of course, I'm going to do. I met with a few wineries. I met with, who else? With several consultants. But I had a different topic for today that I wanted to discuss. While I was there with my friend, I said, you know what, I'm actually interested in starting another company, which will probably be on agriculture. And I'm interested in starting it under my wife's name because she's young. She's 30s, in her 30s, and she's a rural, woman-driven company. And I said, the government has so many subventions for it. Like, if you're a woman entrepreneur, up to 10,000 euros per year, you get grants. If it's in agricultural, you can get another 10,000. If it's also connected with wineries, you can get additional 10,000 euros. So I'm like, it's crazy to miss on that opportunity. But the funny part is that once I said that, like yesterday I talked with 4 different wineries. And they're like, you know what? Well, we can help you. We can do this, and this is how we can do. Then I met another guy who was like, well, you know what? We are exporters. So if you're doing anything in agriculture, do let us know. We can actually help you with the exporting and any place in Europe. Even more interesting, I met with someone that says, you know what, I'm connecting not with EU funds, but Arabic funds, like the Gulf countries, they have investment here in Macedonia. So if you do anything in agriculture, do let me know, we have the money. And I'm like, seriously, I was kind of exploring an idea. And And as I'm exploring the idea, I already have suppliers, I already have exporters, I already have finance. So for me, I was like, wow, how easy is now to start a business when you have the network? Because I can have an idea and I can connect 3, 4, 5 different people and I could start tomorrow. Compared to 5 years ago, when I had an idea to start BSB, I had to do everything on my own. I even talked to an insurance company. They've just entered in Macedonia, and get this, they are actually insuring the invoices. And that was crazy because nowadays, I know factoring. That means that, well, you know what, instead of waiting for someone to pay for liquidity purpose, I can sell the invoices to another company and then they can actually collect the money. But this is actually insuring the invoice. It's like you're paying a percentage because we work internationally. There is rarely, but sometimes people don't pay. But insuring an invoice means that you're actually paying the insurance company, but if someone doesn't pay, the insurance company will cover that cost, which was fascinating. And I think that was my aha moment just from last night. Over several cups, actually multiple cups of whiskey, I can actually get any idea now up and running on the market within weeks. And that's scary because when I started BSB, it took me years to build it from scratch, everything on my own, everything I had to do on my own with marketing, with sales, with building the team and everything. Nowadays, when I have the network, I'm realizing how fast things can move. So if I tomorrow said I want to start something in the agricultural field, instead of creating a winery, I'm going to partner with wineries. They can white label it to me. I can put my own labels and everything. So I have the product. Then I have exporting companies. I have insurance companies. I have funding. I have so many opportunities now. Or if I want any other product, instead of the old dancho that says, you know what, I'm going to build everything from scratch. I'm going to own the machineries. I'm going to own everything. I'm like, no. I would rather be fast on the market. I would rather have white labeled my own wines and sell them on the market for a year or two, and then after I realize that there is a good market feedback and I'm making profits, then I can say, well, you know what, now if we build the machineries and we start building our own wine, I'm just going to increase my profit margin. So I found it fascinating because I talked with a lot of people yesterday. Yeah, I even talked with a friend who said, you know what, I actually built a hotel in Ohrid, and I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I would come, I would at least check it out. So now I can even, you know, if I do wines, I even have a hotel, actually a potential client. Anyhow, the lesson here is that, guys, you need to network. Like it or not, the bigger your network, the more opportunities come across your way. And the more opportunities, even if you have an opportunity, even if you're in sales, it's faster connecting people. Like yesterday on the Macedonian Chamber, I met with the German Chamber representatives. So tomorrow, no, day after tomorrow, I'm going to go on Oktoberfest. So I'm not going to go to Germany, but in Macedonia, they are creating an event called Oktoberfest, which is, I didn't know that Oktoberfest is the last week in September. But anyhow, now I'm going to go on that event, and on that event, I'm going to meet even more people. So connecting. And I really believe that it's a shift in the mindset, because I started BSB and it took me 2 to 3 years before realizing that nobody knows me. Nobody in Macedonia knows us. So if I want to put Dancho out there, or if I want to put BSB out there, I need to start going to events, networking, talking with people, and even more important, exposing myself to other ideas. That gives a completely different perspective for your business. Okay, so that's all I had for today, guys. The gym is almost open, so ready to do some exercising. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.